Welcome everyone to the after show. It's the show that's after the main one that you can only get by being a Patreon subscriber. So thank you for supporting us.
You guys are the cool fans.
Yes.
You guys actually gave us money.
Ben, say thank you to the Patreon people.
Thank you, Patreon people. Honestly, it means the world that you're here right now. After hours, baby.
That's right. After hours.
You know what that means, though?
What does that mean?
One final shot.
I'm dizzy.
A little bit.
Little Ben. Let's just get...
That's so good.
Gross. That's enough. Ben, stop, dude. He did twice the amount I asked. I'm not drinking all this. And this good-ass Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville brand tequila is going to go to waste now.
Kids
in Africa could drink this,
it was
dude.
Filled when we got it, right? Okay, look at us.
Yeah, dude, that's grotesque. Cheers to having Ben Beal on your fucking podcast.
Yeah, I love Ben Beal.
Welcome to the rest of your lives in fame.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, down the hatch.
I'm going to have to leave my car here. I didn't think I was going to drink
today.
It's
so fucking bad. I don't have any more water.
I don't either.
And margarita.
I'm going to fill this up. I get to give you guys a topic.
Ryan.
What?
I tried to chase up my water, but it was the other shot of tequila from earlier.
You have to talk about, why in some cases racism is okay.
Okay, please bring enough water for both. Yeah. All right, so Ben, this is something I'm very well versed on, okay? So racism is a very delicate subject, all right? Especially in this year, this day and age. So here's what I'll say about racism. It's funny, right? All right, that was a trap. You just said racism is funny.
Okay, fine.
Here's the thing I'll say. Racism is inherently a bad thing. However,
I think it's bad.
I think with comedy, nothing should be off limits. And when racial jokes are made, in the sense of making fun of racists, if done tastefully, very funny. However, racism jokes, for the sake of being racist, not funny. Here's a good distinction. Steven Crowder puts on the Asian makeup, does the music. That's racism for the sake of racism. It's not funny. But when Ryan and I do some racist jokes, that's funny.
Satire?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's the funniest part is that you genuinely believe in what you say and use the guise of comedy to get away with your core beliefs and values.
Now let's not spill all the beans, Ben. So
a magician doesn't reveal all their secrets, or usually any of them, but we'll
I've never met a magician that reveals a trick. Well, that one of my at my
except for Penn or Teller. Or the mass musician.
Remember that one at my Halloween party? You guys remember that magician at my Halloween party?
He was great. He was so fucking good.
He was insane. Yeah. I'm having a birthday party soon. Should I get him?
Sure.
He was amazing, right?
Yeah, he was cool. He just,
He did flirt with all the girls.
Yeah, he cock-blocked me every time I talked to a girl. He made them disappear. Right?
That's good.
Right?
Into a closet with him.
Comedy. Yeah. No, they're gone.
No, he did.
They're just gone forever.
Uh-oh. He was an incredible magician, but I did notice that he really would go around just to all the girls, and he would get their Instagrams and stuff. So
how often do you think his penis goes inside of a vagina?
He's married.
So never.
So what does that mean? How many marriages end in divorce?
2 out of 3.
Yep.
Seriously?
And then how many of those
sucks.
Do you think have infidelity mixed into it? Probably a good portion.
Probably 2 out of 3, for being real.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So I don't think being a husband or wife negates the prospect of you potentially cheating on your significant other.
Here's what I'll say. If this guy were to cheat on his wife, he could just say it's a magic trick. Oh, I made a stripper appear in the bedroom. Is it true?
I made my sperm disappear.
I made my
this
sex
child
drive.
Appear in her belly.
Baby, I did this great trick. I made my seed appear in her belly. It's great.
I'm married to the game and I've never cheated.
Same. I'm married to the game.
married to the game.
What's up, boys?
Well, let's get an after hours in here.
We have some fun here.
Ben, so you've been known to...
No, he's Ben Beal.
Yes. But I'm getting... I get that, but this is a separate...
Southerners.
I'm making a joke.
You've been known to call certain people the N-word. Matt and I wanted to know why.
That's bothered me, and I wanted to bring it up on the main podcast, but I didn't know if it was appropriate. But this is something that we'll be out, you and me hanging out, getting dinner, and you just, you do it from our dinner table. And it's very uncomfortable.
And the waitress could be a cracker for all I care,
right?
You know, but you still use the terminology, which is a little bit ill-fitting for, one, the generation that you were born in, and two, the time that we're currently living in.
This is an ambush.
What?
This is an ambush.
Is that another?
I knew it.
Is that another slur that I'm not aware
it
of?
It is a slur, yeah.
Oh.
American Bush.
Why do you do it though? Like, what joy does it bring you? I think it's fucked up.
I love that. Just the shrug. Just the confidence.
I didn't learn how to be funny in this situation yet.
Saying well, it isn't like funny.
Yeah, it's not funny. That's the thing.
I know.
In fact, I was at your house recently and I saw you had a copy of the Turner Diaries on your bedside table. What's up with that?
Light reading.
Okay. So a classic white supremacist text is light reading to you.
Have you ever heard Ben have sex?
What?
Have you ever heard Ben have sex?
Myself? Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's loud and vicious.
What is Ben Beal like under the sheets?
We know him in the streets, but what's he like in the sheets?
Yeah.
Don't imagine what I was going to say.
John Lennon.
Good, standard. Get the job done, all reliable.
If a girl described me in bed as standard, I don't know if I'd be happy with that description.
Yeah, no.
He was standard.
I've learned to live with myself. And I take it one step at a time.
Are you confused and or agitated by the idea of a clitoris?
No, I actually understand it pretty well.
Okay.
What is it?
I found it on multiple occasions.
They hide it from you pretty good,
they
too.
They do.
Dude, it's under so much shit.
Yeah. They don't want you to know about it.
Sometimes literal
to this shit, boy.
Big Clit doesn't want you to know about its existence.
Big Clit's hiding.
What is it? I've personally never experienced it.
You need
it.
To get
it?
The Declaration of Independence, put some lemon juice and water on it, use hot air, or preferably like a blow dryer, get that map. Like Nick Cage did.
He knows about the clit.
Do you pull back the clitoral hood when you're eating out a man?
Why are you laughing?
obviously. You know how it goes.
Okay.
Ben, what's the best... Give us the best Ben Beal pussy-eating story.
Yeah.
I actually like...
actually thinking.
No, because I have some good ones.
Do you?
Yeah.
That was more of a look of like,
Matt,
I haven't done this
Matt
yet.
Matt has one where the girls.
No, I did. I swear. Where the I did it.
Apparently the woman's vagina smelled. I don't know if it tasted, but it smelled of Burger King cheeseburger.
It had a specific.
Like, I wouldn't say it tasted like it, but it definitely was.
That's insane. That's the most off putting.
Did it make you hungry?
No.
Okay.
Matt immediately Postmates Burger King directly after the sesh.
Postmates didn't exist.
I don't have any stories. Usually
this was my college.
Satisfied
days.
Customer.
Have you ever
high five and then a light hug and then we're out.
Have you ever like as a young kid, you know, as a young boy, have you ever smelt your friend's buttholes?
Yeah. It's New York and gotta do it. My teachers, my rabbi. Yeah.
This reminds me of a good prank I pulled on my friend Christian.
Go on.
Freshman year of college, I walked in the room and I was like...
Before you walked in the room, what did you do?
I was in the elevator up to our dorm room and I stuck my finger up my ass because I already had this plot in mind.
Like pierced the... Like opened up your asshole and stuck it in? Or like just stuck it in between the cheeks and
No. Like, it was within my ass.
Okay.
I stuck my finger up my ass, mm-hmm. like you know, up there, and I was
like, "Did you hit the P spot?"
Yeah, and I was like, "This will be a good prank." So I walked in the room, and Christian's sitting on the futon, and he's studying for class. And I said, "Yo, Christian, smell my finger." And I was like, "Check this out." And he was like, "Huh? What? No."
Your
and I was
Christian
like, "No, Christian, dude, trust me, smell my finger." And he was like,
"All right."
He sniffs and he's like, "Oh, what the fuck?" And then there was another friend with us, and he had done the same thing in the elevator. He's like, "Now smell my finger." And he did. He's like, "What the fuck?" And I was like, "That was up my ass." Great prank.
Yeah, I'm sure he laughed or cried.
No, he beat my ass, actually.
Did he?
He did. He got up, he punched me in the arm, pushed me into the door, and then kicked me really hard.
It's like a justified response.
For a cent?
Dude, you got your fecal matter all up on your finger and put it in his nasal cavity?
I didn't put it in his nasal cavity.
He was the one that sniffed it.
He sniffed
shoved
it
at a belly button.
He turned it down and I insisted him and he did it. I mean, he said yes to that. I said, "Christian, come on, smell this." And he smelled it.
You want to hear a random story I just thought of?
Nope.
Yes.
From my childhood?
Yes.
Matt, please.
Yes.
Okay. In seventh grade, this is not weird or sexual or putting fingers up asses or whatever.
Do we want to hear it then?
I think it's funny.
Okay.
I think it's valuable.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sure, let's hear it.
I was in seventh grade.
Nice.
I live in a suburban development where like every house looks exactly the same, like kind
of
small.
Like at the front of the neighborhood, there are three model homes and everyone has a deviation of that. One of the
exactly.
Three, yeah.
Exactly. That's it. So, and it's like you go through the entrance and it's like one big loop. And at the top of the loop, there's the meeting house, which is like a gym, like multi-purpose, big area.
It's a well center.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
A visitor center type.
And it's like
shit.
Big sidewalk. You walk up the stairs and you're on like this concrete platform that walks up to the front door. And one day after school, me and all my friends went and one of my friends drew a gigantic like 7-foot dick in chalk in front of the meeting house. And
you didn't have any part in this.
No, I did. I drew a smaller dick that was like adjacent to it.
Okay.
And they got us on video and the president of the development sent an email to every parent in the development saying, "If these are your kids, we have them on camera." Like they put our faces in the email. Like you see my little face. They're like, if these are your kids, like please let us know because we contacted the authorities and we have your kids on camera. Like we're gonna go to the school and find your kids."
Shit.
And they're just in the email. There's just a picture of me like drawing a fucking dick on the concrete. And then we got arrested in school and I had to.
You got arrested?
Wait, what? Yeah. They actually did
by
it?
The police?
Like I didn't get handcuffed, but the cops took me out of class.
What?
And they brought me to the meeting house and I had to apologize to the whole entire board of directors.
Kill all cops.
Rock and roll, baby. Yeah, so they brought me to the board of directors and I had to apologize to everyone and they had a video of me drawing the dick, like playing while I was doing it. And for some reason, just your story reminded me of that.
That's mama's thing.
Hmm?
What?
Kill all cops. I'm not over that one yet.
Okay.
There aren't any good ones though. You're right.
Right?
Yeah.
No.
Fucking slit their throats.
Actually,
drain their blood in the gutters, baby.
Fun fact about cops. The first time I was ever offered alcohol underage was by a police officer. Fun fact.
Are you kidding me?
No.
A police officer, I remember I was smoking, I think, like Camels or something. And a police officer, I was at cookout with Daniel at the time. And a police officer was like, "Hey, what are you smoking?"
"Those Camels."
"You Campbell's. Know... you should be smoking American Spirits." That's how I got into light blue American Spirits.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, because the police officer...
Actually?
The police officer verbatim said, "It's a lot healthier for you, it's natural tobacco, and they don't put any of that bullshit like Gorilla Glue in it."
Light blue spirits is what
I don't know if they put Gorilla Glue in.
I don't think they put Gorilla Glue into cigarettes.
I still mix my weed with light blue spirits. It's like my favorite. It's
We haven't smoked up.
Weed?
We should.
I smoke with you every time I see you, and you get me way too high,
dude.
Every,
the weed like, you smoke, Brian. The weed
like
you smoke
being
is like
in
medical
an environment
level.
Where we're sitting down and joint, not like at some.
Well,
place.
Yo, this week let's have another game night. Let's run it back, and we'll.
I'm down. I love game nights.
Well, yeah,
legit. You still haven't come for game night,
dude. I had a lot of fun.
I'm ready.
I'll carpool. We'll drive.
I bought Life specifically for you, Matt, because you said you love...
I'm ready for it,
man. Oh, by the way, I figured it out. It's not that stupid one where it's vloggers and stuff. It's just like all the regular ones, which is awesome. Oh, the vlogger one's bullshit. It's cringe.
We're vloggers.
I want to be an actor or an astronaut or some shit. There's college careers in there. I think it's going to be fun. I think you'd like it.
We played Cards Against Humanity with Matt's mom. It was so fun.
Yeah. My mom got pretty drunk and we played Cards Against Humanity.
We got wasted.
I played Suck My Penis with Matt's mom.
And she won.
I won, I guess.
Well, yeah. She won the prize, but you won overall, I guess.
Jesus Christ.
She had cum all over her face. She did.
That she did, Ryan McGee. That she did.
They go into my bedroom. Like, Ryan's over, my mom, a little bit of wine, or a lot of wine. They go into my bedroom. They come out about 10 minutes later. My mom, dripping down her face. Cum, just like a Jackson Pollock painting. And
Ryan's like,
Ryan
a
has
a woman with cum all over her face.
Ryan has this grin on his face I've never
like
seen.
Like a Jackson,
before.
Jackson, comic.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
And she kept the cum on her face all night. In fact, she fell asleep on my couch and I got on one of my pillows.
Y'all seen those videos of the people that get cum shot on their face in like mall bathrooms, then walk around the mall with it on their face?
Yeah, those are predators.
I have not seen that, but
they're evil people. They're kids and grandpas there.
What?
In malls?
No.
What about it?
I've 100% seen on Twitter a video where this.
Yeah, there's cum inside your ball sack. Who cares?
Yep. He's got a point.
You have cum, there's cum around people
all
the time.
It's just liquid, bro.
Nah, it's a solid.
It's more of a plasma.
It is a solid.
It's a gas.
Do you think cum is a liquid?
I don't know.
It's not.
I've been proven wrong intellectually many times.
Actually, that's a good point. Cum is more of a...
It's a solid.
More of a solid than a liquid.
I thought
right?
The semen's, the little sperms are...
Sperm's not a liquid.
Solid.
It's in the Cowper's fluid from your Cowper's gland.
The fluid is... In that.
Right, but semen...
It's a mixture. Can we agree to disagree on this?
Plasma.
Dude, whales lay eggs.
And? Yeah, that's how you were born.
Fish lay eggs.
Don't bring my family into this. It's between us.
I'll tell you something about your family, Ben.
Nope. Lucky I'm a family guy or else I'd get pissed.
Got a good point. I'm just lucky there's a man who positively... can do all the things that make us laugh and cry.
Lucky there's a family guy.
What's that?
Lucky there's a man who positively can do all the things that make us laugh and cry. He's our family guy.
Thanks, guys.
Doom, doom.
Bye.
Love you.